What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Disney Movie News. This week, we are going over all of the parks updates from D23, and we have special guest Jimmy Wong with us. Hooray! Hold on to your butts.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Disney Movie News.
Beautiful.
Hey, someone has their volume on. What's up, guys? It's Disney Movie News. This week we got a full house. Five people in the studio ready to talk Disney with all of y'all. I am Sarah Sterling. You can find me online at SarahSterling_ on Twitter and Sarah G. Sterling on Instagram. And as always, follow the Popcorn Talk on Twitter at The Popcorn Talk and on YouTube at Popcorn Talk Network.
Yay.
Hey, King.
Hi, Sarah. Hi, guys.
Hello.
It's good to be back. It's been a couple weeks. I have another color on my head and just came from Comic-Con this weekend, so I'm pooped. But I'm happy to be here. My name is Keaton Markey, and you guys can follow me all over the interwebs at Keaton Markey.
This is our special guest.
Yay! What's up?
Guys.
Hey, hidden friends.
Mickey shirt. Yes, hidden Mickey shirt, although I think they're supposed to be palm trees. Yeah. How's it going? My name is Jimmy Wong. You can find me on Twitter at JF Wong, and that's everything there is to it.
And we'll talk about, there's more to it. We're going to get there after our intro.
Thanks for having me on the show, everybody.
And hey, guys, I'm Renee Ariel, and you can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Renee Ariel.
Leo.
Hey.
In the corner.
What's up? My name's Leo. You can follow me at Timeout Kid. What's up, guys? Leo Camacho. You can follow me everywhere at Mr. Leo Zombie. And no, but for real, I'm in Timeout.
Yeah. So, guys, Jimmy is here tonight because he has a brand new show on DXP on Disney XD. It's called Polaris Primetime. And he's also a Disney fan, so he's ready to, like, talk all the news with us. But tell us first about your show.
So, if you are not in the know, Disney XD, home to many great shows like Gravity Falls and Star vs. the Forces of Evil, has decided to have a nighttime summer block where every night from 9 p.m. to 3 a.m. they turn into video game, essentially, related content. So, one of the shows on it is called Polaris Primetime. I call it the, like, SNL of video gaming in a weird way, because every show is, like, it's like a variety gaming show, five people on the couch, a bunch of people milling around, drinking a lot of coffee, playing video games competitively, not so competitively. And we also do digital shorts and stuff. As the pictures you can see on the screen, we have hopefully what looks like a lot of fun. but it's, you know, we have one episode every single Saturday at 9 p.m. If you have Disney XD or YouTube TV in a major city, you can... that's me hugging Carl Anthony Towns, who is a 7'1" basketball player and also huge video game nerd.
Yeah, you guys have some crazy guests.
Yeah, Nolan Gould was on our first episode, Luke from Modern Family. We've had a bunch of other really fun guests. Joey Graceffa for all of us YouTuber fans out there. Yeah. You know, Anthony Padilla was on. So we have a lot of different, a big variety of guests as well.
It's a super fun show. I was there one day for filming, and
which,
it was fun.
Do you remember
fun.
Which day you were there?
I was there, like, the very first.
Oh,
like,
the pilot.
Way back when.
Yeah. Like, we shot a pilot way back in the day.
Yeah,
that's,
I was
that's
there.
Crazy.
Did drink a lot of coffee, but it's super fun. Everyone should watch it.
Yeah, and if you guys like gaming and stuff in general, it's on Disney XD, so they, like, live-streamed Evo, which is a big fighting game tournament in Vegas a couple of weeks ago.
Ooh.
Yeah, they have, like, a bunch of... Yeah, they have, like, a show that's called Player Selects, where they literally take YouTube videos and cut them down for TV, so it's literally YouTube videos on TV, which is kind of funny.
Yeah, it's, like, what it's all turning into.
This
yeah.
looks like a party! I want to go to this!
There's Quill Wheaton.
This looks Quill like Queen. So much fun!
It's, like, literally Leo's dream TV show to watch. Just like on to the, and video game. Like,
he's actually watching
I was
it right
say,
now.
Like, I know. I'm like, what are you guys talking about again? I'm sorry. I'm
like, he's just like, I love this.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
so,
we play a little bit of everything though. Nothing is off limits. Like, we played Goat Simulator and I Am Bread on this show. So
I was there for some Goat Simulator.
Yeah,
what
definitely
is Goat Simulator?
It's
what?
An awful video game where you simulate a goat.
How dare you? First of all, let's clarify that it's an amazing video game when you simulate a goat.
Yeah.
Wait, you're
exactly.
just a goat?
Yeah.
What,
yep.
what
do you make
do
it
as a goat?
So, like tricks.
Well, sometimes you attach a rocket to yourself.
Yeah,
yeah. yeah
you
it's very silly and over the top.
And then Leo's song about the goats.
Oh yeah, Hotline Bleat.
Hotline
yeah.
Bleat.
Oh yeah.
You know that song. So what has been your favorite episode to shoot so far?
Has it come out?
Oh jeez, I don't think it has come out yet. It was in the latter half.
The Latin half.
Yeah, the Latin half. It was probably the one with Carl Anthony Towns, just because I did not expect someone. like that to be such a big nerd and fan of games. And we had Matt Pat on the show that day too, and in between breaks when we were just sitting around, he would like go up to Matt Pat and was like, "So Matt, on this video when you talked about this," and he had seen every single one of Matt Pat's videos on Game Theorist.
Aww, that's
so
insane.
It was insane. Like, this guy is a number one NBA prospect. He was number one pick by the Minnesota Timberwolves, and like people are saying he's the next LeBron, and here he is being like, "Tell me more about this video game."
What is your favorite game?
Of all time, I was a big RPG kid growing up, and I played a lot of Super Nintendo, so Chrono Trigger, yeah, Super Mario RPG, yeah.
They just fell in love, guys.
The OG Final Fantasy.
I know where you live, I know where you at.
Yeah. I'd probably play Super Mario RPG like 15, 16 times.
Yeah, easy. It's a fun one.
It's a fun one.
Renee looking confused.
Welcome to Video Game News.
Games. Let's talk more.
Super on Halo says Goat Simulator is the best game of all time.
I need to play Goat Simulator. How do I play it?
You go on Steam and you download it.
Yeah.
What is Steam?
It's like where download.
It comes out of the pipes when it's really hot.
Yeah. Is where you download video games on
it's
like,
a, yeah, computer. It's a download.
It's water and it's evaporated.
It's evaporated water, yeah. Don't touch it, it could burn you.
Cool, I'm learning so much from you.
We'll take you there.
Yeah.
What has been your favorite guest? I know that's kind of like...
Don't want to pick favorites.
I know, but
don't want to pick favorites? Well...
Besides the NBA
Who is
star?
The best gamer?
Oh, that's a good question. I will say that... So I've done a lot of like hosting for League of Legends and stuff too. And you can, if someone talks about League of Legends for like 10 seconds, you'll know this. You can tell whether or not they know what the game is or not.
Yeah.
And Nolan Gould, who was on our first episode... I was talking about League of Legends. He's like, "Yeah, I'm gold. I play all the time. Ranked."
That's
I'm like,
"So like unexpected."
It was really unexpected, which was great though because he really knew about the game. We were like talking about really in depth stuff, and when you can get to that level of conversation with someone, you know they're legitimately a gamer. And I met up with Nolan at Comic Con too, and he's just a really nice guy.
I feel like you and I probably played League of Legends at least once in the past.
Just not even knowing it.
No, like back in the day.
Oh, back in the day. Yeah. Back in the day, I didn't play at all.
Oh,
because...
no. So then I was just alone.
But backstory, these guys have known each other.
We've known
since
each other
they
for a while.
Like,
yeah.
Young,
10
youngins.
Years old.
Yes.
Babies.
Not
since 2011.
Since 2011.
Back when we were both 17.
Here's the question. What was the first champion that was released on League of Legends when you started playing?
When I started playing?
That's how I date.
Yeah.
Oh my God,
I think Tom Kench was the second champion was released.
So oh, so you're like brand new.
Yeah, brand new. Like season two, I remember watching Worlds and stuff because I was in LA. And I had friends that played it all the way through. You remember Kat Trific? She played a ton. So I remember watching all those guys play back in the day, but I didn't get really into it because I was a Dota kid.
I get it.
And stuff.
You're from Dota. Yeah, the Dota world.
Yeah. Okay. And we had a eliteness about ourselves.
Dota players do.
Yeah.
So.
Makes sense.
Everyone in chat's like,
"How you doing?
Huh?
Doing good?
What
yeah,
is
I
happening?
Love League of Legends.
Yeah?
The first champion.
I have my own league.
Renee, just make up the name of a champion right now.
Bud Chun
is, yeah, he's OP, dude.
Yeah, he destroys.
Wait, why are there seasons? Is it like, that's what
it's
sounds
a
like
professional,
it's a
like
professional
a
e-sport. It's the biggest video game in the world. I think there's like 30 million concurrent players every
I work at a professional, my day job, I work with Echo Fox. They're one of the
Wait,
biggest.
You work with Echo Fox?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Mad props.
Thanks, dude.
Echo Fox is sick.
See, that guy knows.
Yeah.
Come on,
in
Ray.
The e-sports world, Echo Fox gets mad props.
Oh my goodness.
For
Should
me,
we
at least.
Talk about some Disney?
Let's talk about some Disney.
Let's keep talking about
Renee loses her mind.
Yeah. I'm with you, Renee. I have no idea.
She was like,
him talking, just me like.
I like Renee. She's like, "Guys, I just caught up with Disney. We don't
She's
need
like,
to
I'm
get
working my way
right
through
now.
The Marvel movies still.
I just watched Star Wars.
She did just watch Star Wars.
Wait, had you seen Star Wars before that?
No.
Whoa.
She tried watching Force Awakens first.
Ew. Well, I mean, after that, after you watched The Force Awakens, did you like the reboot, A New Hope?
Here's the thing. I didn't finish The Force Awakens.
You didn't finish it?
No.
She tried to watch it first, couldn't finish it, went back, watched in the right order, and then watched Force Awakens
Wait,
again.
You watched 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6?
No.
Ooh, because that's like...
We wouldn't let her, dude. Come
4, 5, 6.
We care about
4,
her.
5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 7, 3.5.
Okay, so order of release.
Huh?
Yes. Yeah, that thing.
Suck it, Star Wars. I watched you.
Take that, Lucas. I went through all of it. Oh, what was your favorite?
Force Awakens. I know.
No, she's from the modern age.
Because it was shiny?
She has no legacy buildup, right?
I don't have any nostalgia attached to the
Yeah,
did
show? You think the Force Awakens plot was a little too similar to A New Hope, though?
She was like, I think A New Hope's a little bit too similar.
To be honest.
I feel like it stole the whole story from Force Awakens, personally.
Yeah, gosh. And it looks so much older, like it was filmed in a different time.
Actually,
so weird.
Let me ask, so what? You watched... Wait, you watched
4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 7, okay. 3.5.
But you watched them for the first time, like
back to back.
So,
what was it like? Six in a row?
Because we had to wait.
We had to wait decades
for that to happen.
That's what I don't recommend, because honestly, you're like, oh, what happened in this movie? And I'll be like, they all blur together. Like, for the longest time, I was confused, like, which movie Chewbacca was in versus which movie that. What's Chewbacca's the other guy's name?
What about that? Except for one, two, and three.
R2's in all of them.
Is he in all of them? Yeah, I don't even know. He's in too many of them.
My question is, if R2 was there when Anakin was all getting messed up, why wasn't he in the original trilogy being like, beep, boop, boop,
boop? Oh, they cleared his memory.
Of course.
But this is the other thing, though. Are you getting Chewbacca mixed up with Jar Jar Binks?
I thought that Jar Jar Binks was in movies when Chewbacca was not, but Chewbacca was just in it the whole time.
Now you need to go watch the Christmas special. You'll see all of Chewbacca's family in that one.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
But guys,
Star Wars ride at
we are
Disney.
Talking about Disney, yes. But,
we went full podcast right now, which I really love, by the way. But yeah. we Leah's do have into to this. Get, I like it, but I know that we have
like talked about any news, which is fine. It's like whatever. There was so much park news at D23 that we didn't touch on any of it last week. We just focused on movie news last week. We're doing the park news.
Even though it's called
Disney Movie News.
We're kind of expanding.
Yeah. Spoiler alert
to everyone watching at home. This show will stop being called Disney Movie News shortly, but we don't want to tell you what it will be called.
Renee's like, what?
But stay tuned.
Disney, the Galaxy Edge.
Don't worry. Don't worry. You don't have to learn anything new. It's the same, just more of it.
It's just the same.
We'll still inform you.
Anyway, so one of the biggest...
I'm the last to know anything.
Get ready for DC Movie News, everybody.
One of the biggest things that they talked about at... D23 was the official name of Star Wars Land, even though everyone will still just call it Star Wars Land.
Yeah, I like SW Land.
The official name is Star Wars Galaxy's Edge.
Lame. Star Wars Land! Here's the thing. Galaxy's Edge sounds like a fanfic on like Tumblr or something like that. Like, Star Wars, Galaxy's Edge, day one, my character. Hold on, I need to make
it.
Yeah,
it definitely, that's exactly what it sounds like.
Also,
did you guys know that the lands in Galaxy's Edge are set in a remote trading port on the edge of wild space?
I could have guessed that by the fact that it's called Galaxy's Edge.
Say wild space as opposed
wild
to
wild space.
Okay, so here's how it works. Let me explain.
Domestic
something.
Space? Like what?
Yeah, so the outer rim, which is what it's known as, is sort of the lawless country because the capitals and
like
all of the main populated cities are towards the middle.
Same
because they're all, you know, they're closer to each other, so they have organized crime forces and police.
Obviously.
Police states and the government's more present. And to get away from that, people went further and further and further out.
To
so
the
it's,
wild.
So it's a lot like Fontana.
Oh.
He's trying to make a joke that only I get.
Yeah. Inland Empire jokes, guys.
Anyway.
Somebody keep up with it.
So we've known for a while that they've been talking about for a while how, like, in Galaxy's Edge...
Can we talk about this picture?
Right, so one of the rides you get to pilot the Millennium Falcon. That's
with
what this picture is.
Such a diverse crew.
Yeah, such a diverse crew.
And so many people get the pilot control, so that kind of it takes the illusion away from me.
What's weird is nobody in this photo is actually related. They just stick a bunch of strangers. You can't ride with your family.
This is press preview day.
I feel
this
bad for the short girl in the back. She's not getting a good view.
Yeah, she can't see anything.
She's like looking at her friend.
She's like, is it good? Is it good? Are there spaceships?
What's happening out there?
Yeah, she really is. She's like asking the other dude. Look, she's whispering, like, "What's going on?"
And that guy's like replying to her, but like also seeing.
No,
what's
he's
going
entranced.
On.
He's what's just happening? Like, "I like this."
And this dude on the left is like, "What does this button do?
Is that
don't
what,
touch it.
Don't
bro.
Touch
he
anything."
Looks like he's taking a picture, or recording, or something.
Mm. I think he's pressing
a
button.
No flash photography, please.
Wow,
so,
beautiful.
It has been talked about before that the choices you make in Galaxy's Edge will have like. Consequences
well,
and ripple
well,
effects.
Per customer? I mean,
yes,
sorry.
Yes,
park
yes,
attendee?
Yes. Per what are we going to call this?
Park enjoyer?
Inundated experience.
Right.
So the way it's going to work is, what they were talking about is that each individual, you are given, if you choose to accept it, I guess, so to speak, you're given your own unique storyline when you sign up for...
I don't think that's
experience.
How it is. No, I think it's just with the hotel.
Yeah, that's the hotel.
That's the hotel.
Yeah, isn't that... Oh, this is Star Wars Land. Sorry.
No, it's just like...
Sorry,
you can kind of like opt into experiences. It's like, oh, like if you meet Boba Fett, maybe he'll like ask you for help.
Right.
And like, I'm sure
man,
you can...
I was hoping he was going to ask what? Me on a date.
Well,
maybe.
Hey, man, don't
rule
it out.
Get on a date.
It's like Westworld then, huh?
Right. It's just like the Westworld experience at Comic-Con.
This is like, I'm sure... or optional, because like this and is an introvert's worst nightmare. Yes.
And also probably takes place on a little piece of paper instead of like.
Right. And no one will be dying.
So the other like exciting thing for Parks fans is that Rex, who used to pilot the Star Tours, Star Speeder 1000, 3000.
You guys know Star Speeder 3000. Just go in the middle.
Anyway, he is going to be in Galaxy's Edge as a DJ.
Oh, sick.
Got a new job.
It's because his robot can only do this anyway.
Yeah, he can only pivot.
Yeah, he had like mad pivoting powers.
Because he was a terrible pilot.
This is really good for spinning. Comic.
So, yes, that's Galaxy's Edge.
Yeah. Fun fact about Rex, Pee Wee Herman was his voice.
Right.
Oh,
that's true. Yeah. So, Star Wars Land is coming to Disneyland and Hollywood Studios in Florida, both in 2019. Something else coming to Hollywood Studios in Florida, everyone's going to freak out in the chat, is that they are replacing the Great Movie Ride with Minnie and Mickey's Runaway Railway.
Finally.
What are they running away from?
Finally on many accounts. Finally.
Wait,
isn't the Great Movie Ride
the thing with the dragon?
No.
No.
It's the one about. Where you have bad actors that run
Epcot.
Out. We'll get you next time, coppers.
It's the one that looks like the Chinese theater on the outside.
Man. And then it takes you through Wizard of Oz, Alien. There's like Singing in the Rain.
I don't think I've ever ridden on that ride.
Well,
me neither.
And I'm never going to get to
it. And you saved yourself 45 minutes of a slow ride because it is the slowest ride.
People are really upset.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's upset.
Is it a classic, one of those classic ones? I've never actually been on this before. So.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's like an opening day Hollywood Studios attraction, but like Hollywood Studios.
And it sort of embodies the heart of the theme park, right? It's about movies and things like that. So people are like, you're taking movies out of the movie park. But they're replacing it with something that has, first of all, never existed. We've never had a Mickey Mouse ride.
Never been a Mickey Mouse ride.
And the fact that they're embracing their new. Yeah, this is his first time having his own ride.
Wow.
Finally. It's about time.
Yeah. I think he's earned
it. Ariel. Gosh.
What's really cool?
It all started with a mouse, but it all. Yeah. Took forever to put him on a ride.
What's really cool about this attraction is that it's not 3D. Like, they've made a very specific point about it, because I feel like a lot of people in, like, the theme park world are sick of, like, rides where you put on 3D glasses. They're just
I see.
Meh. It grosses me out.
Plus, there's too many.
They're
ew.
They're,
ew.
They're calling it 2.5D.
2.5D.
Yeah.
Which
that was what Super Mario RPG was.
I was about to say. I was about to say, yeah, very much like Paper Mario, but actually not. It's not real 2.5D.
Oh,
it's not what we know as 2.5D.
Scam.
It's different from the gaming audience. The idea is that it's a lot of image mapping, a lot of projection mapping with interactive environments with animations moving on them.
So they'll like put up a thing on this.
Right. So Mickey will like the cartoon will walk up to a thing on the wall, push a button, and then the wall itself will fold out.
It's like what they did with the Frozen show with the backdrops and stuff.
They're like
it looks flat but moves in
3D space.
The best way to put it is like, you know when you see like the shows at the castle where the characters are like moving on the castle and it looks like they're on the castle but it's being mapped on?
Yeah.
Except that if the castle could move and rotate, and then they could interact with the actual movement of the physical objects.
Yeah.
Right.
That's sort of what's going on. They showed a quick little, obviously there's no clip of it online, but
they showed
a snippet of what it looked like. And it was kind of, it was like Mickey opens a door, and then when he pushes it, the entire stage would start unfolding. And as it unfolded, the images that were being projected moved with the set, and so it became like this organic thing. It was it was really well coordinated, to be fair, but it was not true 2.5D.
Yeah, so that's
I'm into
happening.
It. I'm not gonna miss the ride I never rode.
Great movie rides, chill, but it's just like
it also had like that Jungle Cruise legacy because you had like a tour guide, but they would like get off and halfway through the ride, like your tour guide would change because they got off and interacted with the ride.
Oh, that's
like
fine.
They would run out and, you know, mess with the animatronics, and they got into gunfights. And then at one point, like a new tour guide from one of the movies gets on. It's like the gangster from the gun scene.
Well, no, you start without a tour guide, and then just a guy gets in your car during the ride.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I thought they started from the very beginning.
Wow.
Well, I might be wrong. I've only been on it one time.
Like, this sounds...
I think you don't have a tour guide, and then when you get to the mob scene, one of the mobsters just gets
welcome
on.
Welcome to the Great Movie Ride. Let's go through classic Hollywood.
Disney Twitter is so mad about all
of this.
They
get mad at anything. You change
up
Bush.
No, I'm just like, the next thing is like what they're really mad about, which is all the changes they announced for Epcot.
Ah, whatever.
Epcot. I'm so happy.
Oh, Walt's Great Dream.
Yeah. Experimental prototype community.
I mean, just roll it away. Why don't you someone just boink?
the ball.
Get the thing out.
Like, we just need to make people want to go to Epcot. We really do. Other parks are not as crowded.
Yeah. Even as a child, I remember going to Epcot and being like, this place sucks.
Yeah. No, I remember like my sister literally saying, I'd rather stay at the hotel and do homework today than go to Epcot.
You do start with
I like what?
You do start with a tour guide.
Yeah, for sure. Yes, yeah, I knew. But see, you share my sentiments. Like when I was like, Sarah's like, no, it's the most loved park.
No,
like,
okay, I'll say my piece in a second.
Most loved park.
I'm not saying it's my most loved park. I'm just saying that intense Disney fans have extreme reverence for
Epcot. Well, here's the thing. They say it's the most beloved park, but they don't want to go spend the full day there.
Some people do.
It's a nice sight. Are they like tearing it down? What's going on?
No.
Fill the world in.
So the reason people are mad is that they're adding a lot more IP specific attractions and experiences.
Oh, I see.
Whereas like Epcot traditionally like didn't have a lot of like Disney in
it. I wonder why it was so boring then.
So one of the big things is that they're doing a Guardians of the Galaxy attraction that's going to replace Ellen's Universe of Energy, I believe.
Ellen DeGeneres?
Yeah. Did you know Ellen had
Ellen
it right there?
No wonder people hated it. Come on.
It's Dory.
So, yeah, there's been this Ellen ride. I, like, love Ellen's Universe of Energy, but, like, it, like, obviously is not a great attraction.
Universe of Energy.
Yeah, it's like Ellen learning about energy.
Super Iron Halo in the chat is saying that Epcot is for adults. Disney has said that before. But Disney didn't think that adults liked having a good time.
It's also for food lovers.
It's for drinkers.
Yeah, the only time it's really good is when you had the food and wine festival there. Yeah. That's when it's awesome.
I love the food.
I enjoy Epcot when I want to have a chill time.
Yeah, but I feel like there is a middle ground. Like, I think that, the Finding Nemo, the whole aquarium thing is a really, like, novel experience. It's like you're learning as well about the ocean, which is an important part of the world.
Learn.
And you're incorporating, Disney IP alongside with it. So I think more things like that would make sense. But I get it. They need to attract a crowd. Like,
yeah, I bet if they released the statistics of how many people go there as opposed to world, you would go, oh my gosh, you need to fix this.
Go is one thing.
Enjoy the experience.
I feel like people go like, oh my god, it's the big golf ball. We got to go. It's like the quintessential Florida experience. And they go and they're like, is Animal Kingdom still open?
If only there was a Guardians of the Galaxy exhibit here.
The reason why people have such like staunch opinions about Epcot is because like it was the only park at Disney World other than Magic Kingdom that Walt was like planning himself,
right?
But he never got to like see it through because he died before it was built.
It's supposed to be a self-sustaining society, right?
Yeah. People like know what he wanted, but like,
yeah,
don't
more attractions.
You know, it's just like it's
really
a difficult place because people are like, what, you know, this park now isn't what Walt dreamed up, but it's also like, what would Walt have done over time if he had been alive?
He probably would have said no to the Force Awakens script if he was still around.
Yeah.
Like, hey.
Also, this is a different economy than Walt lived in. You know, like he would have had to have changed too.
Right.
So what is going to be coming to Epcot?
So Guardians of the Galaxy ride replacing Ellen's Universe of Energy. We don't really know what it is.
Staying in the space motif. I dig
it. I like it. Yeah. I dig it.
People are mad because they were like, it fits because Peter Quill visited Epcot when he was a kid.
Literally the through line. That's how they're connecting.
I'm like fine with it. They're adding, they've had this attraction in Paris for a while and they're adding it to the France Pavilion at Epcot, a Ratatouille ride.
It's the same one from Paris.
Yeah.
I was pretty excited that we were getting something new, but
sold.
They are opening up a space themed restaurant next to Mission Space.
Awesome.
And Mission Space is also getting a new mission on the ride, which I think is overdue because like the like CGI on Mission Space.
Well,
they didn't
say they're getting rid of the old one. They're giving you a secondary.
Yeah,
secondary
I said getting a new mission.
Right. It's not replacing.
Mission Space is struggling.
Maybe.
Well, I feel like the Mission Space that they had is like now like, oh, that's a routine SpaceX thing. You know what I mean? Right. Like now we have to kind of expand our knowledge.
What question for Epcot? Is that's where they took over the Viking ride and made it frozen.
Yeah.
That made me so mad.
I think
it wasn't a popular ride before. Did you ever go?
Loved that ride.
Maelstrom.
Come on.
I thought it was like pirates, but Vikings,
it's
but like my
now.
People.
You thought it was as good as pirates?
Who are your people? Vikings.
What do you mean?
Your Vikings? I used to be blonde, remember?
So that makes you a Viking?
Oh, she's Norwegian.
Ah, see. I heard they're bringing Captain EO back to Epcot.
I would live for that.
I love
They're turning that. They're excavating the golf ball, and it's just going to be a 360 Captain EO experience.
I would be in for it.
People would be
so that would be sick, right?
Like, pick up the phone immediately. Call him.
This picture, I don't know if this is even up on the screen right now in real time, but this is moving over to Magic Kingdom.
This is, by the way, I just want to point out what you're about to say.
It looks like a casino.
It's a theater. Like
Monaco.
But this garnered the least interactive response from the crowd, period.
Well, because they were like, we're building this new theater on Main Street at Magic Kingdom.
And people were like,
not going to tell you what's showing in it, though. They didn't say what kind of show is
going
to be.
Well, also, it's followed up, you know, it was following up like, we're going to build a restaurant where it's constantly spinning and you're looking into outer space as astronauts knock on the glass. And then we're going to give you this other adventure, second missionary in space.
Try not
and then afterwards, like, and this building.
She's called a missionary.
It constantly
missionary
spins.
Missionary in space.
The restaurant spins around.
It's like you're in outer space.
Well,
how slowly?
It's as if you're spinning like
wouldn't
in
that
like
make
a,
you like. Dizzy, nauseous.
They've got like a restaurant that's real slow.
Okay. Also, it's a screen.
Like Interventions.
It's a screen, so it's like, probably just the image that rotates, not your physical body.
Ooh, that's cool.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll dig it.
The other cool thing for Magic Kingdom is that they're bringing the Tron roller coaster.
Yeah, I did hear that.
Tomorrowland. And what's exciting is that everyone thought it was going to either replace the Tomorrowland Speedway, which is like Autopia, or Carousel Progress, which everyone would have been really upset about. It's not replacing anything.
Woo!
It's going in like a brand new unused space.
And Disney fans are mad because they're really sentimental about the Florida swamp.
No, it's so funny. Fans
Walt had
are
good
still
plans
mad.
For that swamp.
That swamp was Walt's original vision.
Fans are still mad, even though it's not replacing anything. Now people are like, well, if it's right next to Space Mountain, it's just going to make Space Mountain look bad.
Yeah, well, step it up, Space Mountain.
Space Mountain is old, but it's no
Space
gee,
Mountain is the future, but
it.
Don't build anything more
it's
dense.
Like Space Mountain at Disney World is worse than ours anyway, so it already looks bad.
Yeah, Space Mountain at Disneyland's like, how many different ways can we put more lights in here and make it worse?
Yeah, whenever they do projection in that ride, you see the full square.
Yeah, I'm just like, no, put it away.
It's literally a dude with a flashlight. Like
Hyperspace Mountain was
Hyperspace
the
is good.
Best. You're like, pew, look, pew, 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 pew.
The TIE Fighter's the best.
Yes,
the music.
Isn't that hyperspace?
But whenever, like, yes. Yeah. Yeah, hold on, I'm getting there. What I'm saying is when they project the X-Wings, you just see, like, it's on, it's off. Not a seamless experience.
It's like when the ghost comes in the Halloween one.
Oh my god, that's literally
the
worst.
It's
when the
worst.
Eye just opens up and you're like,
it just reminds me of like a high school teacher playing like a slide. You know, like that's what's happening.
Or it's like when you're like elementary school and you're like, we have to set up a haunted house.
That's what it comes off as. It's very cheap.
Yeah, it's super cheesy.
Do we know if the Tron ride's going to be the exact same copy of Shanghai Disney's?
I feel like it probably will. I hope it's like a little bit more intense.
I've heard it's very short. But
yeah,
sweet.
It's pretty short.
See, I don't even mind if the physical ride is the same, but they could have dressed up the inside a little bit more.
The inside needs to be
very,
like a little bit darker.
The line is very Tron-y, but the inside of the ride, there's like two instances where it's actually like you go underneath what do you call those?
Some
reclaimers.
Like,
and then at one point, like, they play a video of another bike's coming at you. That's kind of like.
Because you're supposed to be racing another team, basically.
Right.
Like they could have had more light, more you know, could have felt like
Leo and I loved it though.
It busts you into the open too, right?
Well, yeah, no,
yes.
But to be fair, it is a super fun ride. Yeah,
I was so scared.
It seems cool. Yeah, I like it.
I like love the seating position. I feel like I could handle way more roller coasters if I were on it like I was on a motorcycle.
Right.
Because I like, I don't
the
know,
control,
it's just like something about
you
it.
You feel very in control.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Love it. Anyway,
just like that.
Just like
I've ridden lots of motorcycles.
All right, now we can talk about the LARP Hotel.
LARP Hotel.
Oh, the coolest thing ever.
All right, so the LARP Hotel. We don't have a name for it.
Oh, Star Wars Hotel, yeah.
Yeah, the LARP Hotel.
The LARP Hotel. And it's called Galaxy's...
No, it's not called anything.
No, I'm just kidding.
It's going to Disney World, which I think is weird because I feel like it could be anywhere. Like, I feel like with this kind of experience, you don't even need to have the parks accessible. But it is a immersive hotel experience where you get costumes given to
right.
you. You get
what?
Like,
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It's the same people that do like the Disney, what is it, Disney vacation, like cruise lines and stuff like that.
Well, no, people are just calling it a cruise on land.
No. That's like the groups that's doing it.
Well,
the guys that when they were presenting it, this is like the new sort of Disney
what they're trying to do with
immersive experience. So you sign up, you sign up for like 3 days or whatever it is. You check into your room. You get to your room, and you've got your Star Wars clothes.
I think we have a picture of the room.
Wow.
People are commenting on how uncomfortable the bed looks.
I'm sure that it'll be.
I'm sure
better
it was
than that.
Not that.
Also, you don't know. Maybe it sinks in. Maybe it's a waterbed. Who knows?
Yeah. Looks great to me. I don't care.
Yeah, you get your Star Wars clothes assigned to you, and then you can kind of follow the path that they've laid before you and be who you know. Like maybe you take a survey. Who knows how you're going to have to do that? But you know, they might have an adventure waiting for you, or you can choose your own adventure and just live in the Star Wars universe. For 3 days, which sounds amazing to me.
Those
to be
kids.
Completely
that's like so cool.
It says the story will touch every single minute of your day. Yeah. 100% immersive. Yeah. People are like, are they going to wake me up in the middle of the night?
Where's that box that I can check? Don't wake me up. Right. Let me wake up when I want. Yeah. In my universe, I wake up at 3 p.m.
That'd be cool if they had like a little droid wake up in the morning.
Yeah.
That'd be so cool.
Comes in with, gives you breakfast and leaves.
You slap them, snooze.
Do you know how like that, to get a room at this hotel?
$20,000.
Well, it's not only going to be super expensive, but it's going to be...
It's got to be cruise prices, yeah.
But it's going to be crazy to actually be able to get on, like, the freaking list.
But to be fair, you know, people are going to be unsure, and they're going to need a lot of promotion. So, Disney, if you need anyone to hype it up, just let us know.
Hi, we're Disney glad movie to be among news. The first.
We're not scared. It's
sponsored.
Fine.
We're not scared.
Hashtag
I watch Star Wars. I know.
Yeah.
Renee's from Star Wars.
We need to cement Renee's full experience with Star Wars by throwing her in this hotel.
Yeah.
By
make it happen.
And making her a Sith.
Make her dreams come true.
There's got to be a Sith dream. Option, right? Kind of like Renegade, whatever, in Mass Effect. You got to choose
what
a little
if you
bit.
Can be bad.
White hat, black
cool.
hat.
Can
ooh,
I
white
hat, black
Darth
hat.
Vader.
Nice everyone in the chat is like... What about the Marvel Hotel?
Yo, you guys missed it. She dropped Darth Vader's name. That was sick. It's like a
she said Anakin?
No, she said Darth Vader. Darth Vader. She
just
Darth
and
Vader.
Jimmy just turned and said,
she just was like, Darth Vader.
Sick.
Yeah, I know the villains.
I know that one.
Yes,
he's
there
dead.
Was also a Marvel. There was a Marvel hotel announced. It's not a LARP hotel. It also like didn't seem exciting enough for me to mention it. It's at Paris. It's not.
Is
there's
it
no
design?
Picture. I didn't.
It's,
I didn't.
It's an imaginary
pictures.
Design thing, though.
It's just like a. It's just like. Supposed to look like a museum that has like Marvel stuff
yeah.
in it.
It's called the Art of Marvel.
Yeah.
That's literally the name of
it. It's like, so I just, like I'm not including
you guys,
it.
Isn't there another one? Isn't there another Art of Museum?
Art of Animation?
Art of Animation.
Yeah. Fun little fact I heard on the radio on the way here. Thank you, Mario Lopez, radio on the radio. But Kylo is like then one of the top male baby names that since
like
the movie came
Khaleesi
out. Kylo is like one of the top male baby names.
Here's the thing. Like I always hear about that, right? But I've never met a Kylo.
What about Ben?
I met a lot.
I know because they're all like 1 year old.
I know a ton of Logans because of Wolverine.
Wow.
But then I was thinking like, all right, well, Daenerys and Khaleesi. I've never met one, but it's a top. And the other day,
well,
at my
we wouldn't
mom's
meet them because they're like four right now.
Yeah,
yeah but I've never met anybody who's like, this is my babe. Yeah, but they're. It's like people like around our age having those babies.
And they named it Danny Daenerys.
No, name Khaleesi.
Oh,
and
my.
I was like, well, that's a title. And she's like, it's not anymore. It's my baby's name. I'm like. You're right. Oh, it is. Your
you're right.
Is.
And none of the people growing up around her are really going to understand that either. Edgar and what's the other Twilight?
Edward.
Sorry.
Bella.
Jacob.
Hella.
Camp Jacob.
Hella, Jaco, and Edgar. But no, Isabella was the top name too.
Bella.
We
have an Isabella in the chat. Shout out to Isabella.
Sup, Isabella. Hope you were not named after the books. All right, cool.
I wonder.
In more super exciting news, Disney World is getting new transportation options.
This looks really boring.
It was like cool. Peaks and valleys with this presentation. It was like, and then you're going to be able to spend
really
an entire
cool.
lifetime in space and leave the world you know behind. Also, people movers.
I mean, I don't know. I think it's cool because one of the things I hate about Disney World is how long it takes to get places. So first, they announced the minivans.
What?
Oh,
which is like
my gosh.
That's clever.
It's reactionable.
It's basically
a minivan.
Guys, update. Isabella says my name was Isabella before Twilight.
It's true. Yeah.
You go, Isabella.
You go, Wassum.
The minivans are like Lyft on Disney World property. Some people are nervous that they're going to ban ride sharing services because of the minivans.
I'd be down with that.
The
as
minivans
long as
are
they can pick you up.
Expensive.
Oh,
they're like
never mind.
20 or 30 a ride, probably.
I'm still not over the name.
Yeah, but people will
they've
spend
already
it there, man.
Premiered them already.
Minivan.
Started using them. The other thing that's, I think, way more exciting are the Skyway buckets. Now, I've got to go back.
Like the ski lift.
Yeah, these are between Epcot, Hollywood Studios, Pop Century Resort, and one other location, maybe the Boardwalk.
Oh, so these go for a while, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How long is it?
I don't know. But it's not every park because like those parks are so far apart. So it's just between like four locations. But
I see.
Everyone loves Skyway Buckets.
Yeah. By the way, I've never been like jumped on for a tweet so rapidly in my entire life because I said it moves you through all the parks. I was just being general. Mm-hmm. I wasn't literally meeting like
Leah was
live tweeting
the panel, and I was like,
"You got they move you to all the different parks," and then her like simultaneously like, "Leah, you better remove that tweet because it does take you to every single park."
It's
gotta
be a reputable news source.
I got it, but I'm live tweeting from a panel. I'm just generalizing.
Everyone's saying yes, it's like $15 or $20 $20
flat
ride for minivans.
You sure as heck don't need a tip though.
Oh yeah, that's I wonder.
No way.
Gondolas with
no
AC.
Disney employees don't like to be tipped, right?
But why?
I don't think they're allowed to be tipped.
Do you think the driver dresses up as Minnie Mouse?
No.
Are you sure?
Well, that would be illegal to drive with that mask.
What if Disney characters picked you up? What if, like freaking Aurora rolls up in the minivan? It's like,
that'd be great. She's always a different princess.
Get in!
Yeah.
We're going to the Magic Kingdom. Yeah.
If you take it with Elsa, you just put the AC on full blast the entire time.
Yeah. Or what if every time it's like Mr. Toad and you're like, no, I'm good, man.
No, I'm good. I'm good. What kind of trip are you taking, bro?
Andy's saying the minivans have access to roads that ride-sharing services do not have
elitist
access to.
Vans.
The back roads.
So, yeah. Elitist.
The elitist vans. Last bit of news that I included. Everyone was a little bit upset that Disneyland didn't get a lot of announcements, but guys, we got no space for anything new, so.
We got no space? Oh, we're going to have space. We got Star Wars
Land. I know, we got Star Wars Land. But what they did announce is Pixar Fest.
Oh, no. No, what? Pixar Pier.
That's part. Oh, I mean, look. It's coming with Pixar Fest.
Yeah.
It's the Minions before they became Minions.
Oh. Yes. Ooh,
so,
good joke.
Pixar Fest is a limited time engagement coming to Disneyland in 2018.
Come on, chat. Join along.
You can do it too, Renee.
So they're going to be doing Pixar fireworks.
That's their talk. Let's just keep doing it.
They're going to be doing Pixar fireworks at Disneyland. That's what that is of. And the people are freaking out about this. They're moving Pixar Play Parade to Disneyland.
No! Play Parade. Wow.
And then bringing Paint the Night back to DCA.
Put your hand up. You know, it's funny. It's like, and now DCA is going to be the official Pixar park. So move the Pixar Parade to the other park, please. If you can.
I mean, yeah, they're both very Pixar-heavy parades. But the other thing for DCA is that they're changing the name of Paradise Pier.
What?
To Pixar Pier.
Pixar?
I wasn't joking. That's really what they're
I mean, I love Pixar.
But
Pixar Pier doesn't give me paradise.
But let me ask. Oh, I guess.
Were they going to change like California Screaming to
Paradise
Pier?
Do you feel any sort of attachment to Paradise Pier?
No, but I did like the name. And it matched like having the Ariel's like grove thingy down there too. But like now that's Pixar Pier, it's.
Grotto.
Grotto. Sorry, Ariel's grotto.
And you can eat with the princesses.
Yeah, it's a good question. It's like, what will Ariel's grotto be called?
The name. I wonder if like they're going to take all that.
I guess I'm not too indifferent about it.
Well, I mean, they might decide that, like, the pier starts, like, right after Ariel's Grotto or something. Because it's, like, technically on the bridge.
They physically draw a line on the ground.
But they would, like, people are asking, like, what about Mickey's Fun Wheel? Right. What about California Screamin'?
It's all just going to be Pixar's Fun Wheel.
Yeah.
California Pixar.
Why can't they coexist, I ask?
That's... Well, it's just, like, theming.
Well, because we call it Disneyland, but there are Pixar characters and rides there.
What would you call California Screamin' Pixar style?
Then,
come on, in the chat.
They can both
Monsters,
be there.
Inc. Scream.
You would just do, like, something Crush themed.
There you go. Oh, yeah, Crush.
Crush Coaster.
Crush Coaster! Still has Neil Patrick Harris. 3, 2, 1.
Noggin.
Noggin.
I'm in. If you're going to take Dory's Ellen thing away from Epcot, give me Dory and Pixar Pier.
Do you know that Crush is the beginning of all of Disney's interactive like hotel experiences? Like that's sort of where it all started with Crush Talk.
No.
What?
Or whatever that was
Turtle
it called?
Talk.
Turtle Talk. Yeah. Because that's what they do on the cruise is they'll have. So the way it works is like a guy has like a super advanced PS4 controller, and then there's a guy doing the voice. Or it could be a girl.
He's doing both, yeah.
No, I think it's two people, actually.
Oh, really?
But that's what they do on the cruise. They'll have, like, Crush follow you around and, like, come to these little screens and talk to you and stuff. So
that's cool.
That was, like, the beginning of the, we can interact with fans and give them all unique individual experiences.
Now I want to go on a Disney cruise. Hi, Disney. I'd love to talk about your Disney cruises.
Hi, Disney.
People are asking about this Paradise Pier Hotel. That's one of the three hotels at Disney.
Pixar Pier.
Pixar Pier Hotel.
Gosh, get it right.
Yes. Wow. That's like all the news, guys.
That's a lot.
Writing the EAC.
Yeah,
that's
like,
what I was
it's
thinking.
Even not even all the news. There is more news than that. It's just like, can't even.
We don't have time.
Yeah, D23.
What was weird is everyone was expecting Marvel Land to get announced.
Right.
And they like were very vague about it. They were like,
yeah.
New Avengers and what, Guardians? No, Spider-Man. New Spider-Man and Avengers-themed experiences coming to DCA.
Which is a big deal because Spider-Man hasn't been allowed to be in a park like west of the Mississippi. Because
the
of,
Spider-Man ride at Universal.
No, I mean, it's still
like
not allowed to be at Disney World.
What's that?
It's still.
Yes, because at Universal.
Oh,
yeah,
excuse me.
Yeah. But
that's
they
right,
like, very intentionally did not call it a land.
I feel like that would just
Spider-Man.
Be committing themselves too hard. Spider-Man.
Does it?
Well, it's cool to see them, like, the very fact that they're embracing Spider-Man and all is a big deal.
Yeah.
Because they were trying to shut down that marketing train so that Sony wouldn't be making that money.
Well, it's why they're putting a Guardians ride in Epcot, because Guardians is, like, the only thing that they can do
right.
on
right.
that coast.
Right.
because it came after the deal with Universal.
Yeah.
Anyway. Very exciting stuff, guys.
Right, Renee?
Interesting. Very interesting.
I'm excited about the casting news for Aladdin.
You missed it. We talked about it.
Yeah, I wish I could have come to that one.
Sorry, guys.
Oh, did you ask about Captain Marvel?
No.
I know about Captain Marvel.
There's Marvel movie.
I'm glad they finally found people for Aladdin.
Yeah.
For a second there, I was like, okay. You know, technically in the story, he comes from China.
Hey.
Yeah,
Last week, we told everyone to tweet at the actor because he has, like, so few followers right now. We're like, get him while he's
fresh. Oh, he's going to blow up.
Right?
Yeah. Slide into those DMs.
Yeah.
Here's slide on magic carpet. Yeah.
Jimmy specifically, how do you feel about Will Smith being the genie?
It's really interesting because I think Will Smith is a very comedic actor, and I think Robin Williams is also an incredible, like, presence. And what he brought to the genie, as well as all the contractual stuff, like, you can't use the character or the voice or anything. I don't know. I mean, like, I think in a lot of ways it's the right fit. At the same time,
I
can't know until I actually see it.
I think that's, for me, I think that's the right answer. And I think that the direction to go, someone who's very much not Robin Williams, is the right direction.
Yeah, you need to go to somebody who can carry create a new character and carry it on his own, and no one's going to question him.
But has
Will Smith is somebody you're not going to question.
If you think about, and this is going to be a little out there, but if you think about the original genie, he was in a lot of ways a very black character.
He was. Because
he had a ton of sass and had a lot of that sort of like, I'm going to help you out with your, like, street knowledge and stuff. He had this really interesting vibe.
Which is funny because Aladdin was a street rat.
It was like, a street rat, yeah.
You don't know.
But the genie was like, yeah, you don't know. I've been trapped here
forever.
Sit
down,
you're from the streets of Glendale. Like, let me
show you. Friend like me is, like, super jazz-based.
Jazz-based.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I mean, like,
genie on Broadway?
You know what's more atrocious? The Rock replacing... in Jumanji, you know, like, that to me is, like, an
interesting thing. Well, he's not replacing.
He's not replacing, but, like, if that's who your leading man is going to be, as opposed to Robin Williams, it's like, that's such a far stretch.
Well, like,
from
given the direction they're going in, it kind of makes sense.
Yeah, Karen Gillan and Booty Pants, great. Everyone loves this one movie.
my friend works on Jumanji.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know. Yeah, reboots are a tough thing.
It is tough.
I mean, I think it's weird that they went... I mean, it makes sense, but I also think it's weird that they're in the video game direction.
Yeah.
But I'm like...
Well, it's like modern era.
Yeah,
DXP every day at night on the Disney.
If you watch it, you'll get sucked into a jungle.
Anyways, we have to wrap, guys. But this has been a great episode.
Do you guys think Jim Carrey would have been better than Will Smith?
No.
No.
He's like too close to Robin.
Too close, yeah. That's what I was going to say. He's too close.
And it would be the mask.
What if you put on the mask? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, just the mask.
I'll make your wishes come true already then.
Jimmy. Oh, sorry.
Because didn't even Robin Williams take some of like the Jim Carrey stuff?
Maybe.
Or vice versa in Ace Ventura. Probably. Like he took some of like the lines. It's too close.
That was the generation of that kind of like big style.
Look at you, audience. I'm breaking that fourth wall. Let's end it, Sarah.
I want Jimmy to tell us again where we can watch Polaris Primetime.
Every night from 9 p.m. to 3 a.m. for the next, I think, 6 weeks now on Disney XD. That's not the Disney Channel, but Disney XD, where you would watch animated shows.
Yeah.
DXP turns on 9 p.m., 3 a.m. You can watch a lot of video game stuff. My show is every Saturday at 9 p.m.
Yeah.
I believe they re-air it during the week. And then if you have YouTube TV in like the major cities, you can also watch it there.
Do it, guys. Thank you so much for watching.
Yeah.
I am Sarah_ on Twitter, Sarah G. Sterling on Instagram. Everyone, just reiterate where they can find you.
You guys can find me all over the interwebs at Keaton Markey. And I got to interview all the cast of Marvel's Defenders and Marvel's Inhumans, as well as Once Upon a Time. So you guys should check out my Comic-Con interviews on AfterBuzz TV.
Yeah.
You can find me on Twitter at JF Wong. If you follow me, we're going to be dropping a lot of videos about Comic-Con because we filmed a bunch of stuff there and we gave away a PlayStation 4 and an Xbox One to two lucky people.
Ooh.
Nice.
So if you want to find out how that happened, and Nolan Gould's going to be there too, so party. Check that out this Friday.
Party.
Dropping some hot stuff.
Ooh. You guys can follow me at Renee Ariel on Instagram and on Twitter.
Leo in the corner?
Don't follow me. I'm a bad influence. That's why I'm here. Just kidding. Leo Camacho. You can follow me everywhere at Mr. Leo Zombie. And I, too, hung out with Colin O'Donohue at Comic-Con. Go to my YouTube page and watch that.
Oh, yeah. Colin says Leo needs to work out a little bit more. So his
he's just mad because I put on his jacket and it looked better on me than him.
Yeah.
Thanks, Colin. All right. Love you, too, baby.
Thanks for watching this week's episode of Disney Movie News. We'll see you guys next week.
Later, guys.
Bye.
Producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com.
I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.